My disclaimer. January 29, 2013. Editor Willard Witt, I have been asked the question about CENI, command, example, and necessary inference as a good method of learning and application through Bible study. Up front, we must admit some will twist scriptures and others, such as the novice will be deceived by false Bible translators, and still others will see what they think is a Bible example or necessary inference where there is no example or necessary inference. This is why God has established polemic debate in the open called-out assembly, and in things misunderstood by one or two is to be brought before the entire congregation, and to be determined by the whole majority, after polemic debate. Those in the minority must agree with the majority, and shut up their teaching, or else leave the congregation. Today everywhere the liberal, or the loose, brethren, the ancient teaching of CENI is now being questioned after CENI has been taught by the Church of Christ for over 300 years. CENI was so ingrained in the teaching as a part of the church 100 years ago, this question about CENI would not have been considered as a debatable question among the brotherhood. So why today do so many question, and some completely deny CENI? We see this time in prophecy has surely come to pass. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Let us face the facts. We do not all see God the same, neither do we see the doctrine, instructions, from God, as being the same authority. There is the more conservative, and there is the looser or the more liberal brethren, and from the center line to the extreme in their Bible understanding, the more conservative the Bible student compared to the more naive of the loose will be miles apart in understanding truth from what the Bible is teaching. There is one thing you can know for certain about CENI: the most conservative will be the only ones who are taking the truly safe course by the teaching of CENI only to please God. The loose or the liberal who refuse CENI, where clearly indicated, will never know for certain that they are saved or not saved until their day of judgment. Anyone who has made a lifetime of Bible study knows very well all of CENI is absolutely necessary to correctly understand Scripture. Those who are loose who hate CENI have outside influences that will not allow them to accept truth taught by CENI. Most all will agree to what a clear command of God is teaching. 1. Command of God. Some of the loose or liberal think the commands of God can be arbitrary without being condemned by God for their sin in their particular situations of transgressing the command of God, and they think that God will overlook their continual sin. Others see sin against the command of God for what it is, for some sin is a work of man that absolutely will separate self from God if not repented and pray to God for forgiveness. 2. Example. The example that is set by God to gather and to worship by breaking bread on the night of day one of the Sabbath in Acts 27, and the other examples of apostles for New Testament Christians. Some think the acts of Christ as our examples and New Testament Christian was simply a voluntary act of everyday living, and not acts that determine doctrine, instructions taught by the Holy Spirit from God. Philippians chapter 4 verse 9, those things which ye have both learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. The Apostle Paul warns that we should follow his example, and the peace of God will be with us. Necessary inference from this teaching of our brother Paul is declaring if we do not follow his example, we will not have the peace of God. 3. Necessary inference. Start with the creation of the universe. God in the book of Isaiah chapter 45 verse 7b declares that God made the dark. Correct translation is by Apostolic Interlinear Bible. In Genesis chapter 1, the record did not say that God made the dark before he created the light. However, the record does say that before light was created there was darkness across the face of the deep, which declares we must accept by necessary inference that the record is saying the dark is the creation of God before the light was created. We humans just do not all see our God or the Word of God in the same strict or loose manner. Why? We humans who have been given the same good understanding from our God, and then with the same gift of the same understanding. Since we are given the same gift of reasoning and understanding, then how come we understand different, and we are teaching the Bible from God that is very different? Those who think different in Bible understanding are different only because of either the influence from God, or from what we want for ourselves, or from what the disciples of Satan are teaching us, selfishness and self-deceit, or allowing self to be deceived by others is the only reason we understand the Bible different. So we must examine our hearts to make certain we allow self to love and demand only truth against our human nature and selfish desires to do things in our own way. Now we must be careful. It is true that God will send some Bible students a lie and a strong delusion, because they may only think that they love God and love His truth, but the fact is, in the first place, they never did love what the truth of God is. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 9, even Him, whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, 12, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Note what a strong delusion is. A strong delusion is a self-created belief held with strong conviction, despite all the while knowing there are superior evidences to the contrary. Determine positively if you hold to a strong delusion, then think seriously about the strong delusion, because you have been warned by others about what truth is. They have gave you scriptural evidences that you know exist, but you have rejected the evidences out of your love for a lie, and all the same time you know God is damning you for your pleasure in doing things in your own way, or in unrighteousness. Righteousness is simply meaning your works. What kind of mind will for one second continue to allow self to learn superior evidences contrary to something my heart may desire to do against my God? I do not understand that kind of a deluded mind, and perhaps those with a deluded mind cannot understand their minds either. Then it is their selfishness or their pleasure in doing things in their own way that God will not allow them to come to truth. We must all pay close attention to the warning that our world is filled with the working of Satan, in the cleverest and adroit deceivers, in what the ancient languages of the Bible is teaching us. We do not claim to know it all, even though we have spent a great part of 84 years of our lifetime making analytical studies in true Bible word definition from the ancient languages of the Bible. We study for the purpose to learn truth and how to live our lives by only taking the safe course to bring glory and honor to the one and only infinite God, whom we love. We make judgment for no one. We do not claim to be the one who is making judgment for God. It is God who makes judgment for our salvation, and only what we understand to be His judgment is what we teach. Our only purpose is to show the safe course in our understanding of the scriptural judgment in truth and decisions that God has already made clear in how we are to conduct our lives in worship to Him. In this we must all agree: in this life of competition, in everything, there is always a certain amount of risk. In everything where there is risk, there is always the safe course. We only are showing what we understand truth to be the most conservative or the safe course for our salvation taught from God. Whether you do or do not prove from Scripture and accept the truth of what is taught here will determine how much risk you are willing to take. How much you will accept or deny the safe course will determine to prove to God how much you really believe and love God, how much you prize what His truth is, and how valuable you prize eternal life with God. Let us face facts. We humans do not all have the same attitude of heart towards God, towards what truth is, towards our eternal life, and towards taking chances on pleasing God and living the glorious eternal life with our Creator God. Most humans refuse to accept God or His commands because God demand that we separate from what we in our created nature desire for self, or the material things that we want against Him. True, God created in us the nature of humans, but God gives us reasoning that demands we must sacrifice self against the nature of the old man, put the old man to death, and put on the new nature of the Spirit of God. This is how God can make judgment of how much the human really loves Him, and how willing he or she is willing put to death or to sacrifice his or her old nature. Human nature of some will take worthless and dangerous chances on climbing mountains where truth is 1 out of every 20 will die, but they put their value of life in taking chances on their life against death just to have the reward of a human feeling of pride that they hold after they have climbed a dangerous mountain. What is the value of human pride? Some humans who are naive will build their homes under a dangerous active volcano. Others will build their homes under a large dam or close to a dangerous flooding river system. They will say, "Why, we are going to die sooner or later anyhow. Other humans take chances of certain death and enter dangerous high-speed races. In truth, they race only for pride, glory, and money. Some take great chances against their lives and will drive the freeway on a motorcycle, where one in every 11 accidents one will surely die. Some drivers of safe cars know that speed kills, so they in truth take the safe course because they do not want to take chances, and they will never drive their big safe car on the freeway. It is a fact those who are wise will choose the safe course and have a better chance living comfortably even if they have a car accident. Some to save their money will purchase a mini car for transportation, caring less about their chances of surviving in an accident. Others for the safe course purchase a tank such as the large Hummer for insurance on saving their life and only taking the safest course as insurance against getting hurt or killed in an accident. In an accident with a smaller car, the driver of the Hummer will always have a better chance to win life. Some will never take needless chances with their precious lives on earth, but through their unbelief in God, in their carelessness, they will take all kinds of chances on doing things and saying things that clearly disgust God, and take huge risks on their chances of displeasing God, and take great chances of losing the most precious eternal life with God. God is watching. If you have little concern for truth in taking the safe course in pleasing God, or for living eternal life with God, and cannot be turned around and you choose to take chances on displeasing God, then if that is the case in your unbelief, you have just wasted your precious earth time by reading this article. In the love of God, the truth and the brotherhood, we love you and advise you in everything to only take the safe course. We'll wait.